This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. At the G7 summit in France, a top Iranian official paid an unannounced visit to the gathering where leaders have been debating how to handle Iran's nuclear ambitions. France's surprise invitation of Iran's foreign minister was a high-stakes gamble for French President Emmanuel Macron, who is the host of the G7. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says President Trump is open to meeting with the Iranians.
The president has said before that to the extent Iran wants to sit down and negotiate, he would not set preconditions to those negotiations.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump says the U.S. and Japan have reached an agreement on a trade deal in principle that will be signed in September during the U.N. General Assembly. Hong Kong police drew their guns Sunday night after protesters attacked officers with sticks and rods. The police also used water cannon trucks for the first time, an escalation in the months-long protests. Earlier, a large crowd rallied in the park while a group of hardline protesters took over a main street in Hong Kong. They were lining up traffic barriers and cones to obstruct police. The Taliban and the United States were expected to conclude talks today to finalize a peace deal to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman told VOA that two sides are fleshing out details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials say the deal is being negotiated with the United States and will require the insurgents group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders to discuss a ceasefire or reduction in attacks against government forces and matters related to future political governance. For the latest news around the clock, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel's military struck inside Syria late on Saturday and said it hit Iranian and Shiite forces that were preparing to launch what it called killer drones. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Syrian air defenses responded to Israeli strikes near Damascus late on Saturday. Israel's military said its aircraft struck Iranian forces and Shiite militias that were planning to launch, quote, killer drones into Israel. A Revolutionary Guards commander denied Iranian targets were hit. But Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wrote on Twitter, Iran has no immunity anywhere. If someone rises up to kill you, kill him first. Syria's army said most of the missiles were destroyed before reaching their targets. But a war monitor said two members of Hezbollah, which is backed by Tehran, and one Iranian were killed.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Australia will send a warship and surveillance aircraft to the Persian Gulf to join an international effort to combat Iran's actions in the Strait of Hormuz. It's one of the world's most important shipping lanes. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Australia has for several weeks been considering joining the US-led military effort, which also includes Britain and Bahrain. Earlier this month, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on a visit to Sydney, urged Australia to join efforts to counter Iran's unprovoked attacks on international shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. The government in Canberra has decided to send a warship, surveillance aircraft and military personnel to join the U.S.-led mission. The Navy frigate is scheduled to arrive in January. Officials believe any disruption to the flow of oil through the Strait of Hormuz is a potential threat to the Australian economy. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
President Donald Trump appears to have acknowledged having second thoughts about escalating the trade war with China. But the White House says that's not so. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
This is a person that's going to be a great prime minister in my opinion.
At a jovial breakfast meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, reporters asked the president.
Any second thoughts on escalating the trade war with China?
Yeah, for sure. Why not?
Second thoughts?
Might as well.
You have second thoughts about escalating the war with
China? I have second thoughts about everything.
But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who was seated next to Trump at the breakfast, later told reporters.
There were a lot of people yelling. I think it was somewhat. At least I found it somewhat hard to hear.
And he said emphatically the president had no second thoughts on hiking tariffs on China.
No second thoughts. His only second thoughts, as he said, was maybe he should raise tariffs more. But he's very committed to this.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.